This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله على كل نعمة على كل حال We keep on praising Allah Rabbul Alameen, thanking Allah for all His bounties, His ni'mah, whether it's a minor or major one, whether it's a thing that you can see, zahiratan aw batinan, thing that you can see. One of the greatest ni'mah is iman, the belief that we have towards Allah, towards what is right. Not to believe in something that is wrong. Brothers and sisters, we know every beginning, there will be an ending. Ramadan is coming towards the end. And it's not easy for us to be in Ramadan again without the mercy of Allah. We always hope this Ramadan will prepare all of us to be a better person so that we make changes when we are out of Ramadan. We become stronger, more constructive, positive. We got to be always having all the good thoughts. Suizan must be buried and to exchange with husnizan, always have good thoughts, good feeling, especially among jama'ah. Brothers and sisters, there are other news that I will share with you today at the end of our reminder tonight. But what is important, there are so many new signs that is being displayed around this area. Remember, Allah Rabbul Alameen, who loves us so much, keep on reminding us by saying, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah keep on reminding all of us, don't do or say anything. Be careful with your word and your action. Why? Because a lot of problems come from there. Not careful with what you do and not careful with what you say. So don't do anything. Don't say anything without knowledge. Don't be a blind follower. Don't follow those who are blind. Don't follow anything that displeases Allah. Why? Allah said, كَيْفَ تَأْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. How can you be so arrogant? How can you be so unfaithful? Keep on denying, going against the Creator. Remember, you are not existent. You are non-existent. You are not here. None of us was here until Allah said, be. Then we are here. We were not here. We are dead. Allah is the one who gives us life. Without any one of us asked. But when He wants you to live, He will just say, kun fayakun, be and is me. كيف تأفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم. Then you are going to experience death. Death is sure. Nobody can run away. A lot of good people, elderly brothers and sisters, fatherly men and motherly lady, who was with us from the 80s, have left us. Those who are younger than us also have left us. Those who are here, alhamdulillah. But don't be unfaithful and disobedient to Allah anymore. Because we are going to end. Like how Ramadan going to end, we are going to end too. And when we end, where are we going, brothers and sisters? We are going somewhere far. No, we are going back to Allah. And one of the ayah that was recited by the imam, talking about there are three types of nafs that we are facing. The first is the very destructive nafs. An-nafsul ammara bisu. Bad nafs. Always negative. Always judgmental. Always are not thankful. Always complain. Even after being reminded again and again, always forget. Don't care. There is nafsul ammara bisu. From the beginning of our prayer, we always remind the adab, adab, adab. But alhamdulillah, we are almost there. Majority of us have been very well disciplined. Only on and off, we have some problem. Because why? If you ask me personally, if you look in the Quran and Sunnah, is because our sincerity is not up to the level that Allah wants. When you are sincere, brother and sister, you are committed. Especially when you have knowledge, you're more committed, more disciplined, especially when you're worshipping Allah. Can you imagine when you're worshipping Allah, you have no discipline? You don't care? Then how can you be disciplined outside of the prayer? That's why we focus on the adab. especially when you are with Allah. Give Allah the best. Majority of us is almost there. We have to make sure you maintain. Because after this, we don't know. You may not be with us that often anymore. Everybody is busy with the dunya. Dunya is really the biggest test for all of us. To the extent we cannot even get together once in a week. Why? Dunya. Ramadan barakah. Extra blessing. We manage to meet every night. Allahu Akbar. We have to look into this. And as long as I'm alive, I will look into this. Brothers and sisters, when Allah said, don't do, say anything without knowledge. Why? Inna sama. Your hearing. We have been listening to a lot of reminder from your parent, from the verses of Allah that we recite when we hear every night in Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful reminder. Allah's reminder. And Allah has said, the reminder from Allah is sure to bring benefit. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If you do not bring benefit, you know you have a problem of your iman. You don't care. Wal-basar, Allah gives you the eye to look. Now we display many new signs. Please tour around and look. Whether you look with your eye, or you look with your heart, or you act to be blind. It's up to you. Once Allah starts with hearing, because hearing is very powerful. It's more powerful than the seeing. And this is closer to the heart. Than the eye. Than the heart. Wal fu'at. We do not want to be heartless people, brother and sister. And Allah said, "Kullu zalika kana anhumas." Every organ that Allah give to us, He is going to ask this organ. He's going to ask our hearing. He's going to ask our seeing. He's going to ask what is in your heart. Can you hear when people is talking to you while you are talking? Can you hear? Of course you can hear. I look at the second ayah, Allah is warning us. وَلَقَدْ زَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Indeed, we have prepared hellfire and the inhabitants of hell, jinn and ins. Why? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهِ. I give them the heart, they are heartless people. Have no feeling. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُونٌ وَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. I give them the eye, they don't see. They don't care. لَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. I give them the ear, they don't listen. Even while I'm talking to you, we have people, children who are not careful with what I say. They are not listening. Because they are busy talking. Alhamdulillah, we are not allowed to talk when the imam was reciting Quran in the prayer. If we are allowed to talk, I think a lot of people will also keep on talking. This is a sign that something is wrong with us. We know we like to talk. There is a time for you to talk. There is a time for you to listen. You want to be a successful student when your teacher is talking to you and you are busy talking among yourself, you are gone. First thing, the teacher will hate you. The teacher will not pray for you when they don't like you. But when you listen, the people love you, respect you, the teacher will love you, and the teacher will pray for you. But you don't realize. You listen to your parent, the parent pray for you. You don't listen to the parent. What can the parent do? Khalas. That's why Allah said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And what Allah said after that, أُولَٰئِكَ, listen carefully, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Allah don't consider us as human anymore. He said, we are like cattle, animals, even animal listen. Even the cat, when you keep on talking to the cat, suddenly you'll be surprised. The cat seems to respond very well. There is cat. And the cat is very good in copying. That's why those who like to copy, they call copycat. A cat loves this. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَفْضَلُ. Allah do not just stop there. Say, they are like cattle, but they are worse than the cattle. Can you imagine what is happening to us and we don't realize, brothers and sisters? The young boys and young girls, do you know what is happening to you? Allah is talking to us. He is telling us who we are now. You thought you are human, you are smart, you are intelligent, you are good. But Allah said, you are like cattle. And you are worse than the cattle. Balhum adal. What is the cause? Ulaika humul ghafilun. Careless. I don't care. What can you learn if you don't care, brothers and sisters? You are here every night to learn something. The discipline of prayer. When you are in front of Allah, everything you do, your movement, you move with commitment. Not just the sake of moving. You pray with conviction, with your heart and your mind focused. Is this happening to all of us, brother and sister? Inshallah. We have to develop this. We have to feel connected. If Ramadan fails you, brother and sister, you know you are going to fail for the whole year. We cannot let this Ramadan fail us. Even the dua kunut from the imam talking about Ramadan, asking Allah, make this Ramadan that we are fasting that strengthen your iman wahtisaban, so that we become a new we after this. Can you imagine, brother and sister, if Allah's will that Jumu'at is our 8th day. Tonight is our last night. Do you feel sad tonight is your last night? Yeah. It's not easy to gather all these good people, all the beautiful people like all of you together. Only with the will of Allah and because of Ramadan and Qiyamul Ramadan, we are here. But we hope for the best. If Allah said no, then tomorrow night we'll see you again. The beauty of looking at each other every night is we remember one another better. We feel connected. We are stronger now. We don't want to remember you only when we are healthy. Only in Ramadan, we want to remember all of you, even in Akhirah. To say to Allah, oh Allah, this is my brothers and sisters, my family, who fast together, who qiyam together, who make dua together. If you forget me, I will not forget all of you. And we want our children to not to forget this good place. Because we still have some young boy, and now he is a teenager, bigger size than me. He grows so fast. Because young people eat different kind of food. So they grow very fast. And sometimes when we ask them, do you remember where you learn when you were young? Yes. My school is Al-Qadim. Allahu Akbar. Here we always try to make everybody remember the good discipline, akhlaq. When you talk, when you pray, with knowledge. Can you read the sign on the back of me? The new sign? What is written there? This is what we always emphasize here, every time when we pray Jama'ah. You should pray how the Prophet had performed his prayer, not your way, my style, but the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best way. And why we always say, follow the imam, you must have patience. Because the Prophet said, la, 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 so many times. When you follow imam. إِذَا قَبَّرَ فَقَبِّرُوا وَلَا تُقَبِّرُوا حَتَّى يُقَبِّرُ إِذَا رَقَعَ فَرْقَعُوا وَلَا تَرْقَعُوا حَتَّى يَرْقَعُ وَإِذَا قَالَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ فَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَإِذَا سَجَدَ فَاسْجُدُوا وَلَا تَسْجُدُوا. So many la, la, la. Don't. But we keep on forgetting. That show there's no discipline. Now it's in front of Allah, you have no discipline, brother and sister. How can you be disciplined behind Allah? You cannot run away from Allah. But with human, in front you have no discipline, behind you are worse than that. And that's why the Prophet talked about ikhlas. He said, Awsani khalili. Allah remind the Prophet. And the Prophet is sharing with his ummah. Al-ikhlas fi sirri wal-alaniya. You must be sincere, openly, secretly. Your feeling must be sincere. You don't run away from Allah. You can't run away from Allah. And if everybody who is here is very sincere, connected to Allah, believe what Allah said, brothers and sisters. Allah will put the feeling into you. You have the instinct And when you be friend with anybody, whether you are new Jama'ah, old Jama'ah, they can feel the level of sincerity. There is a connection that Allah instilled in us. Like how our Prophet and the companions of the Prophet. Allahu Akbar. We don't know how long we are going to live. But we always pray that before anything happens to us, whatever we have, we want to pass it down to our next generation, our children. So we hope all the elders, when you have children, anytime they are free, anytime you see their problem, as long as we are still around, send them here. We have many new activities. Send them to participate. One thing we always do, we always check their discipline. Why? Because that is what carry the most weight in the Day of Judgment. It's about akhlaq. It's like all the young imam who are leading us. We hope they are not just good in reciting the Quran. We hope that they will act according to the Quran. They become the living Quran. Why our Prophet was so respectful? Why? Because he had this good character. Discipline, clean, very humble, polite, easy, easygoing, down to earth person. He can do everything. Like the Chinese said, chap kang ilang. No hadith. That means very handy person. He can be an imam, he can be a sweeper, he can be a cleaner, he worked and he helped the household. He's not like us. A bit we know, we want to be a boss now. No, you can be a good boss. We don't have a lot to remind all the good people like all of you. So far, I just received 2 homework. The first one is from a young girl. I mentioned her name 2 days ago, but maybe she was not here. I hope she is here today. Is she here? Our young daughter, Anya binti Ahmad Shah. Is she here? No. Is she here? No, not. Never mind. I will keep this with me. When she's here anytime, tell her to look for me. Yeah? Number 2, Sister Angeline, Alhamdulillah. So you have a few hundred of people. They represent the rest. Brothers, tonight we want to end with prayer, especially to the father of our Imam from Nigeria. We have become our imam a few times, I think. And his father, Ahmad bin Muhammad, passed away today, I think. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Many things happen without any warning sometimes. So we are going to end with this prayer for Ahmad bin Muhammad. And plus all the good brothers and sisters, fatherly, motherly people who was with us, who also have passed away. And our close family who have passed away, I may not remember all the names, but with one prayer, we will cover everybody, inshallah. And also, we want to pray for one of the sisters, like our daughter, Husna, who was with us for a long time at the Home of Hope, until she got married. Now she's waiting to become a mother very, very soon. So she was hoping we can pray for her easy delivery. And we're going to make a prayer for her too. Let us start this prayer. I will recite slowly about for the arwah, for Ahmad bin Muhammad. You all can follow me. The more who pray together, the more blessing from Allah. And don't forget, anytime you hear somebody pass away who are Muslim, immediately pray for them. At least say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ighfir lahu. Allahumma ighfir lahu. At least, very short. So that one day when we are no more here, and people remember us, they pray for us. If you are very selfish, you don't care about others, be worried when something happened to us, nobody cares for us. We don't want that to happen. So please listen and follow this prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma qfil lahu warhamhu wa'afihi wa'afu anhu wa'akrim nuzulahu wa'wasi' mudqalahu wa'qsilhu bilma'i wa'thalji wal-baradi wa'naqqihi minal qataya kama yunaqqa الثوب العبيد من الدنس اللهم أبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله وزوجا خيرا من زوجه اللهم أدخله جنتك وعزه من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تدلنا بعضهم. Oh Allah, forgive the sin of our beloved brother Ahmad bin Muhammad and all the brothers and sisters who have passed away among us. Forgive the sin of those who are present tonight and those who are absent among us. Forgive the sin of the male and the female. Forgive the sin of the young and the old, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Jal Jalali wal Ikram. O Allah, we ask you for your blessing not to turn us astray after our good parent have passed away and the good scholar have left us, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And don't ever forbid us to get the benefit from whatever they have taught us when they are alive, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Jal Jalali wal Ikram. O Allah, with your mercy and your blessing, O Allah, forgive all of us, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allahumma inna ka'afun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma inna ka'afun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma inna ka'afun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Ya hayyun ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiith. And Allah, strengthen our iman, increase our sabar, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, and make all of us, our children, our grandchildren, be among the righteous servant of yours, Ya Hayyun Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiith. Ya Hayyun Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiith. O Allah, make our beloved daughter Husna have a easy delivery, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, and make her healthy and have a healthy offspring, Ya Jal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hayyun Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiith. Rabbana آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. O Allah, give us success and happiness in this life, in dunya, and give us all the good thing in akhirah, and make us successful and happy, and enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and protect all of us from hellfire. Wassallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin ya rabbil alamin. And to all the brothers and sisters who is traveling soon, either tomorrow or after Eid, may Allah make your travel a safe one. Don't forget Allah. We're traveling the dua before you leave home. When you enter your vehicle, don't be too busy with other things. Before you talk, just recite dua. And then you can talk. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our prayer. And for those who have supporting us for so long, may Allah bless you in return. And only Allah can reward all your kindness. If there's any shortcoming from our side, from the community of Al-Qadim, from our youth, please forgive us. And hope you have a good rest tonight. And with Allah's will, see you tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.